Shager, Dmitry Kulikov will be the newest member of the Oilers, but we won't see him for 2 weeks due to quarantine and everything like that in the Oilers' schedule, just because they play four games up until the 21st and then don't play again until the 26th, which I guess will be good. They'll be rested and Kulikov will get a few good days of practice in with the team. So my question is, A, what do you think of this trade? B, who do you think he plays with?
Well, I mean, I'm okay with the trade. I think that the they're getting a guy that's got a chance to upgrade their second pairing, and I think that's going to be a mid-round pick. If it ends up being a third-round pick, yeah, then they've won a round, which they'll be happy with. So, I think the price they paid for the player they got is probably reasonable. And where he plays, I'm not sure. Like, the natural spot, you'd say, well, maybe it's next to Adam Larson, and they're kind of a shutdown pairing. But you never know how things might work. I mean, it might be better. Maybe with Ethan Bear, someone that can move the puck a little bit. If Tippett wants to have a puck mover and more of a defensive guy in each of his pairings, you can go. I don't think you touch Nurse and Barry. I think you just leave that together because they've been really good all year. So then maybe you go, Kulikov and Bear, and then one of either Russell slash Jones slash Lagesson with Adam Larson. So I'm not positive, but I would think maybe Ethan Bear is where the fit lands.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I broke up Bear Barry and Nurse, and this is why. I believe they're the two most capable and the guys who do it the most often as far as jumping into the play, right? Like you think of Nurse carrying the play up and following up and making a play or jumping off the blue line, and Bear, we know what he does. I don't feel like anyone else in the Oilers blue line does that. So I'm thinking split those guys up and you put Barry with Kulikov and then Bear back with Nurse. And that way you have a little bit of kind of complementary pieces, but that dimension of jumping into play, Shager, that I think is really important to Oilers' attack to take pressure off their forwards.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think if something's working, I'm hesitant to break it up. And in Barry and Nurse, the Oilers have a real legit top pairing. So, maybe to your point, maybe Ethan Bear, gets on his horse a little bit more often, right? Like maybe that's what you say to him, like get her going. Because he can do that. I mean, he can transport the puck. He can grab it and he can go for a skate with it. Not to the same degree that those other two do. But maybe every once in a while he does that. So I don't know, man. Barry and Nurse are working. And they have both been as good or better than they've ever been playing together. So I just think when you have that, it doesn't make sense to purposely break it up. I mean, every team needs a great first pairing, and it's a great first pairing this year. So I would just be a little more hesitant to break it up, but I understand what you're saying for sure.
How much did the Toronto Maple Leafs improve themselves with their acquisitions this past 48 hours?
Yeah, well, interesting. Leadership, a gritty style of leadership, a person that in the locker room, I think, is someone that plays a big role in Foligno. They added a big presence, and I think that's good for them. I gave up a lot. I mean, that's a pretty high price to pay for a guy that I'm not sure exactly where he's going to play, but if he ends up, correct me if I'm wrong, but is there not potential he'll be a third-line player for them? I mean, that's a lot to give up for that.
Well, I'm sliding in beside Tavares and Nylander. That's right.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, for sure, could be. But I like that addition. They shore themselves up in net a little bit, which is good. Hutton, I don't know.
He's just a depth guy. I don't see.
Yeah,
him
he's a depth guy. But what'd they pay for him? A third and a fifth?
I thought it was just a fifth.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm picking that off your article. A third and a fifth in 22 respectively, but that was Rittich.
Yeah, that was
well,
for both so. Rittich and Ben.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine.
Right?
I don't think Hutton's going to move the dial much, but, yeah, they shore themselves up. You can never have enough defensemen. But bottom line, I think the Leafs are positioning themselves to take a run. I mean, I think if they're looking at the competition that they're facing to get into the Final Four, they have to be thinking, feeling good about it. I mean, they have to be feeling good about it. They have been good against the better playoff teams in the North so far this year. And so they have to feel great about it. So they shored themselves up. They made themselves better. And this could be a year where the Leafs push hard to get to a Stanley Cup final because they've got a real good chance to get to the Final Four.
Now, going back to the D pairs, because Nurse and Barry, they play, but defensively they've leaked some goals. And I think come playoff time, I can see the argument for having Barry not having to face the other team's top. But the problem with that is you like him with McDavid. And that's the real dilemma for the Edmonton Oilers, because we've seen, definitely in final minutes of every period, Barry isn't out there with Nurse. And so maybe that's all that comes down to is, they're going to be more selective in when it happens. So I'm kind of curious. I could see, the D pairs, like Nurse is obviously going to play a lot. Kulikov, is probably going to allow him to maybe shave off a minute, minute and a half, 5-on-5 every game, maybe even 2 minutes potentially for Nurse, so there could be a benefit there. But like, I think there's a chance Nurse could play with Larson and Bear plays with Kulikov, because that then becomes your four defensemen who you think you're going to play the toughest minutes against.
Yeah, it could be the case. What have you thought of Nurse and Larson together in the times where they've been used together?
Well, 2018, they were good. The rest, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I mean,
right. But Larson also had the bad back in 19, so I wonder how much that played into it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's matchup based. What the other team can throw at you.
Yeah, and Nurse is better now than he was 2 years ago, too, right?
Well, I agree, but is it possible that Tyson Barry has something to do with that?
I think it has something, but I looked at Nurse's numbers without Barry, right, at the start of the year. And Nurse, even when the rest of the team was struggling 5-on-5, Nurse was the one positive, really, on in the season. And then obviously him and Barry, it helps him. But I look at Darnell Nurse, and some of the plays that Darnell Nurse is making really have nothing to do with Tyson Barry, like him jumping in on the rush. And Strutty talked about it, that, both those guys like to go. And so if Nurse is paired with Bear, who doesn't jump in the rush, right? Or, like, that's the thing about Ethan Bear, is when I see people say, he can be Barry, he can't because he doesn't skate like Barry. He doesn't jump in it and engage in the rush like Barry. He's probably better defensively, sure, but he doesn't bring you the offensive elements at all. Or even, he's not a better puck mover. He's a good first outlet passer, but overall, he's not a better puck mover than Barry.
Yeah, I think that, Ethan Bear has kind of gotten back to just trying to play mistake-free hockey and kind of not survival mode, but try and get his game back to the confidence level he had it at before. And I think maybe you simplify to try and do that. So you're right. We don't see a lot of rushing up ice from Ethan Bear, and I don't think he's quite as quick as he was last year either. So I don't know what they'll do with the pairings. I just, it's been a long time since the Oilers have been able to throw out a true top pairing on the blue line. And those two together have been fantastic. They've been excellent. They've been one of the better pairings around. And so I wouldn't blame Dave Tippett if he tried to make some other stuff work before he considered breaking those two up.
Joining Ryan Rashog. Shogger, one last one for you. I'm blown away the Winnipeg Jets didn't add a D-man. Think this is a major oversight. Agree, disagree, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Did they squeeze one in right at the deadline?
Yeah, they got Jordy Benn.
Benn, I think they got, right? But did you mean something more significant, Struds?
With all due respect to Jordy Benn, that's like going to the Roxy on a Tuesday night. You know what I mean? It's really, let's be honest. That's not very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. That's a depth add. Yeah. Yeah, Winnipeg, they're kind of, they could look themselves in the mirror and feel like they got a real good chance to get to that Final Four as well. Toronto, Edmonton, Montreal to try and get through, but yeah, they could have been a little bit more aggressive. And Kevin Cheveldayoff generally gets something done on deadline day. It's odd for him to go through a deadline day without having made some sort of a significant splash. So yeah, I would say maybe a little bit interesting. The one that boggled my mind today was that trade Detroit made. Like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Did they ever get a lot for Mantha? And Verana gets thrown into that. Verana's the key return in that deal. He might be better than Mantha.
Yeah.
He scored a pile of goals. I don't know. Like, what was Washington? What are they doing there? Just size? And obviously he's established, but what's the gap between he and Verana?
Well, did you hear their comments from McClellan? They just felt like a frustrated player who there was clearly the player wasn't playing the way the coaches want him to play. And I like Verana too as a player, but I also look at who he got to play with in Washington compared to Mantha played with in Detroit. So I'm curious, and Mantha's now 6'5" with Wilson and Ovechkin, and man, they got a huge top six in Washington. And you know, I think Anthony Mantha, when you go in, like you're a guy who's kind of in your mid twenties, you get to go to an established group that knows how to win. Oh, I just think his consistent work ethic is going to change, because I think there's a guy who hasn't come close to maximizing his potential, and I think the Capitals clearly believe that they're going to get that out of him.
Well, I mean, you know, 24 goals 2 seasons ago or 3 seasons ago, 25 last year for Verana. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And Mantha will be good there. But this speaks to me like you know, Steve Yzerman got a phone call saying, hey, what would it take for Mantha? And his immediate response was, a ton. He's not for sale. And the guy says, well, let's talk about it. You know, let's talk about it. And Yzerman went, okay, look what he got. Yeah. He got a player that's comparable in value, and look at the picks he got.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty tidy. Pretty tight days of work for old Steve Y. He does it. He did it in Tampa, and he's doing it. I believe he'll do it again here in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's slowly building it, and Mantha's a good player. I mean, I'm sure they didn't want to trade him, but when someone's willing to do that for you, holy smokes. You know, and Boston got great value in their deal, too. Like, Taylor Hall going there for what they had to pay for him. But that's the thing, right? Taylor had a no trade. Taylor was able to make the call on where he wanted to go. And if he just keeps shaking his head and says, nope, Boston, nope, Boston. They know all the deals that are on the table. They know all the teams that are interested. Taylor wanted to go to Boston. And so, you know, his general manager is not exactly in a position to make the best deal possible when that's the case, right? So for people who want to look at it and say, wow, why didn't the Oilers, you know, it's not the same deal, right? Taylor went where he wanted to go. And the general manager's hands were basically tied. It was either don't move him or move him and get the absolute best deal you possibly can from the place he wanted to go.
Shager, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, guys.